You're listening to SBS News.
She seemingly vanished earlier this month after accusing a former high-level Chinese official of sexual assault. But over the weekend, tennis star Peng Shuai reportedly reappeared in Beijing and held a 30-minute video call with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. The IOC says the 35-year-old told Olympic officials she's safe and well at home in Beijing and wants to have her privacy respected for now. But rights groups aren't convinced, claiming the Chinese government has staged similar events before. Sophie Richardson is the China director at Human Rights Watch. She says all sports governing bodies should take note of how the Women's Tennis Association has handled the situation.
To watch the WTA punch back both against Chinese state media and IOC rhetoric, particularly around whether Peng Shuai is actually safe, has been great. You know, they've said publicly, well, that's very nice that you could have a video call, but that doesn't answer our concerns about sexual assault or whether Peng Shuai is free to communicate.
The case is increasing calls for a diplomatic boycott of next year's Beijing Winter Olympic Games over the Chinese government's policies in Hong Kong and its treatment of Uyghurs. The United States says it's considering such a boycott, under which officials wouldn't attend the opening or closing ceremonies. Political science professor and Olympic author Jules Boykoff says the IOC shouldn't have agreed to the call, and by doing so, it's complicit in Chinese government propaganda.
President Thomas Bach, I think, showed a ghastly disregard for the serious allegations of sexual abuse that this athlete very courageously raised. Instead, he appears to have shoved the key issue of serious claims of sexual abuse off to the side, while simultaneously making his goal very clear, which was to create a flimsy cover story for Chinese authorities so that the games could go on.
But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian is accusing critics of having an anti-China agenda.
It is not a diplomatic question. As you may have noticed, she attended some public activities recently and had a video call with IOC President Bach. We hope that the certain people will stop maliciously hyping or even politicising the matter.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says a transparent investigation into Peng's allegations is needed. Amy Hall, SBS News.